And at this point, I invite the congregation to rise as you're able for a time in which we share Psalm 23, when we pray through it as a congregation and with a reader and with the pastor. And before I say those prayers, I just want to highlight one item. The Iversons are with us here this morning, Ken and Betty. Thankful to have them. They are moving this week. It may or may not be a permanent move. They're going to test out the waters in Roseburg. And so we're going to uplift them in our prayers today. We're going to see them again. But we also want to pray that that these items we talked about, God's goodness and his mercy, go with them as they transition to Roseburg in this time ahead. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere in their various needs, for the church around the world, then for all who are close, near and dear to us, and for ourselves.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. Thus may the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under the ravages of war between nations, civil unrest and revolution, and terror from extremists of all stripes. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look with empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all. Lord, in your mercy,
he leads me in paths of righteousness.
O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and then around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news, strengthening those who trust in Jesus and leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, we know that sometimes when we look into the future, we are dismayed. We see difficulty and trouble. Lord, we pray that your tov and your chesed would be recognized in our lives, knowing that they follow behind us wherever we go. Lord, we pray that it would follow Ken and Betty as they transition to Roseburg in the week ahead, maybe in their transition back, maybe in their time in which they transition there even longer this summer. Lord, may they recognize the firm foundation that they journey on. Lord, we also pray for those in our church asking for our prayers. We thank you that you hear them and that you answer them according to your pleasure, timing, and your purpose. Lord, be with Bev, Nicole, Jimmy, Aaron and her family, Denise, Kathy, Holly and John, Rob, Courtney, Carla, Janine, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Austin, Dick and Valerie, Elaine, Tina, Don and Claudia, Patty, Oscar, Diane, Andrew, Brent, Micah and wife Kaomi, Karen, Joe, Ellen, Jenny, Kathy, Letta and George, Becky. Lord, also that your gracious hand would guide Marion and be with the family of Brian Baker as they mourn her recent death this week. Grant them, all of them, days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy,
you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Heavenly Father, grant strong faith to us and all who come to your table. Give us the blessings of life and salvation that flow from our Savior's body and blood. Lord, in your mercy,
surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Lord, this day, graciously, Heavenly Father, on this day, we thank you for the gift of life you gave us through our mothers. We thank you for providing them to love us, care for us, and share your word with us, pointing us to you, ultimately. Bless mothers everywhere with love, patience, wisdom, understanding, and strength, so that they can raise their children to love and honor you. On this Mother's Day, some people yearn for their mothers who have died. Others' hearts are broken because they have wanted to have children, but have not been able, or because of the loss of a child. Give them strength to focus on you, keeping you first in their hearts. Your love alone can satisfy all our longings. Be with them and comfort especially them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.